Hello. This is a different kind of podcast with a rap group, or at least some of the rap group, Insane Asylum. Say hello, everybody.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Name?
My name is Case Bell the Mad.
You didn't really do the accent.
I don't know.
Jalex here.
N-A-T-E.
D-O-N-T-J-U-D-G-E. K-I-N-G.
Don't judge King, everybody, for those who
don't know how to spell.
E-I-E-I-O.
Chicken nuggets.
Yes, this is completely serious.
Yes, stuff. Very serious. Okay.
We are a rap group. We will rap your presents. We rap candy bars.
And we rap children.
Oh, actually.
Shh. That part's not supposed to be said.
Oh.
Nate will wrap his arms around your wife.
All right. So, since this is a music group, everyone's kind of either a rap or singer, rap artist or singer. So, what kind of artist are you, Casebell?
A tormented one.
We know that, not psychologically.
Oh.
You just throw paint at the
I literally view myself as an artist. So, whatever I'm feeling at the moment, I try. My primary medium is hip hop. I make beats, but if I feel like torturing people with singing, I will attempt it. You'll see that coming soon because I did a country/rap song. So,
I actually liked it.
It's torture to the ears.
I don't know why you call it that way.
The birds died as they flew by it.
What?
What? They hit the ground like lawn darts.
No, you skipped yourself.
Don't skip yourself.
All right, fine. My name is Jalex, and I sing mostly, but these guys are forcing me to rap. So.
Like a boss?
Yes, we forced her to rap.
Gun to her head.
They forced the art right out of me.
I forced the art right out of her.
That doesn't even sound humanly possible.
That sounds so harsh.
It does.
Like no. It was art rape. Just
we made a machine that like took the art out of you and put it on your
tortured
face.
Her.
No, I like to rap sometimes, but mostly I just sing. Nate?
N-A-T-E. I'm just kidding. It spells that. No, I was in the choir when I was like 10. So I guess singing is the first preference. 12, I start picking up the pen and making beautiful words. Then they start getting twisted and I got older. But I guess I'm just in the middle of a rapper and a singer.
T-Pain.
Tanny Payne.
All right, DJ Kim.
My name is Don't Judge King, for those of you who don't know, and I primarily do hip-hop, but I'm also learning more how to DJ during my own sets and stuff, so I've been known to cross over electronic with rap and dubstep with rap and then end up making a beat out of it. And I also make my own beats, so.
Like a bounce.
But primarily hip-hop.
And do you stuff. Guys make your own beats too?
I'm starting to. I'm a sampler though. He's just original. Case Bell the Mad is an original beat maker.
I'm okay at it. I'm alright.
Yeah.
And he's being modest. Just to let you guys know.
Like on a level of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst of the suck, and 10 being that's okay.
I'm 1.
I'm 5. Like I suck, but I don't suck.
You can
bad.
Buy him at Subway.
Yes. Sometimes my beats suck so much you lose weight from it. It's like liposuction.
I don't make beats because I don't have any music program, but if I could, I would definitely make my own beats. I would like to.
You gotta hear this girl's heartbeat. It's amazing.
I want it.
I don't have one. I'm dead.
I'm ready to go. Heartbeat.
And yeah, DJK pretty much admitted he samples, but he makes beats too. Yeah,
he does. I've heard some of the stuff.
I make beats with my mouth. You can take that any way you want. All
right.
Yeah.
So.
Hello.
Are you guys wanting to, you guys wanting, since we're all local artists here, you guys wanting to say the area you're from?
Originally or like,
cause originally, you know, or where you're at now, it doesn't matter.
H-Berg, 500, but I'm originally from the 202 and 301 and
that's a lot of numbers.
Yeah. Different area codes.
I think Highland County wants to talk.
Highland County?
Highland County, Virginia, aka H-Co, 540. Represent forever.
They get squad high up in that land.
Squad up.
Squad. They know why.
No, I was about to say where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm from this small little town in the middle of nowhere of Rockingham County.
So where Courage Coward Claw Dog is?
Never mind. But, yeah, that's basically where I'm from, Rockingham County.
We're doing this.
All yes, right. We're doing this. We're doing be this. Happy.
I am originally from, if you ever notice sometimes I'll get frustrated, my vowels start getting real long, it sounds weird. I'm not from America. I am from Stuttgart, Ludwigsburg, Badkenstadt, West Germany. And
hey, he has the whole name.
Yeah, that's the whole name. That's the little area. Basically, I'm from the homeland of Porsche.
Why don't you have one?
Because why? He doesn't want to buy one.
Wouldn't they be like mad cheap over there?
Yeah, I came over as a baby.
So, yay. I know Germans who can drive it like four.
I think I had a Porsche stroller.
See?
But I don't. I think I'm too big for it now. Yeah. At least my ego won't fit. My ego. It's bad ego sit.
In the con.
No.
Yeah, but I'm originally from Germany, and I was raised up and down the East Coast, from New York to North Carolina and to Virginia, where I met this hodgepodge gang of Goonies.
Yes, because we're all crazy.
Yes. Y'all are a bag of Skittles minus the tea, so I guess we have a shot. Maybe.
But one thing we all have in common, we're all dogs chasing that car. We might get the car, but we don't know what we'll do when we get it.
Aye, well said.
At my size, I'm pretty sure the car doesn't want me to get it.
Why are you going to make that?
Like, I'm just saying, no, hey, everyone keeps bringing it to my attention. I'm a pretty big guy, so now I got to put the notion that I'm little out of my mind. Because I keep thinking, I'm like, I'm a 4'3", really skinny guy. And then people like, my girlfriend will even be like, baby, your shoulders alone, just shut up. You're not little. And I'm just
you're
like,
not shorter than me.
I know. No, like inside, I feel like a really little person. Like, I feel like I'm a Smurf.
Maybe because you just knew a lot of tall people in your life.
No, I was bullied and I was really tiny growing up. So,
maybe it's just a switch.
Yeah, it's just like I got bigger and I, my mind didn't grow with it. It was just like, yeah, you're that little guy that can hide. And yeah.
So, how did you guys get started in rap and singing?
I'll let y'all go.
Oh.
You wanna go?
Honestly, when I first got into rap and singing, it was actually Detroit's own Eminem that actually got me interested in doing hip-hop and rap. The album The Eminem Show is what got it. The song was Lose Yourself from 8 Mile, and that was also the movie that got me in. But me personally, I started rapping when I was 17, so almost 5 years now. So I'm progressively getting better. It's a progress.
It's a grass progress. Wow, I should go last because I have a long one. Like, I don't know, like, because then I have to, like...
Younger first.
I'm older in my mind. Okay, I got you.
You're definitely older than that.
But I'm like 5,000.
No.
Over 9,000.
She's a 12,000-year-old cat lady.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got to do it now. Dang, I might be young. So, at first, I don't say this to a lot of people. I grew up listening to hip-hop. So I got sick of it when I was six. So I had to stop listening to it. Start singing a little bit more. Like I said, I sung in the choir. I was raised in the church. And then one of the pastors at my church was actually a rapper. I thought he was a Christian rapper until I heard his stuff. He is not a Christian rapper. But yeah, it's very funny because like he prays for Jesus and going back in the studio. Oh damn it! You know, basically what it was. And like, but like, what I mean, it was nothing like that at all. But not like that. But like, he was really good, and he got me into listening to it more. And most first since then, I start listening to him, and I start writing my own lyrics around that time. Never showed anybody until middle school, high school. And, you know, then I started getting more confident with it. But it's just thinking, like, I would probably not listen to hip-hop or even get into it if I never heard my pastor rap about killing somebody. So, yay, pastor. Praise the church for N-A-T-E. Yay.
Mine's actually really short. I got into singing when I was little. I used to love singing, although I sounded like a dying cat. Because I didn't know anything. That's when I was little. So don't hit
like
me.
Like the cat, like from heaven, because it was like a majestic cat that was dying and was falling to like earth. Like a cat angel falling to
I actually sang a lot of country because I listened to country all the time when I was little. And then around about high school is when I was dragged into the world of hip hop and rap. And so I started listening to it. I didn't start rapping until 10th or 11th grade. And I'm now here. I was trained in opera style singing, because you're going to hear that eventually along the road from somebody. So I might as well just go ahead and say that. Did voice lessons for 6 months before I didn't have enough money to go back, so. Okay, Spell.
All right. My story is a little long-winded. I'll try to saw it down to the nitty-gritty. Make it shorter than a midget standing in a ditch. Why is it gotta be?
Is the head above ground or below ground?
Below. So
it doesn't matter. This thing.
But growing up, I didn't actually listen to hip hop. Really, I listened to a lot of R&B and classical music, things that my parents allowed, and I realized that I had no musical talent whatsoever from a young age. I had none.
Oh, we have to pause for a second because that dude has an awesome
shirt. Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
So, basically what happened was I had a brief stint with it when I was real little. When I was real little, the Wild Wild West played. The original Wild Wild West with Kumo D, the song. And deep voice rap with the Wild Wild West. And I'm just like, I like that song. Didn't know what the genre was. Thought it was a one-time thing. I was like, that song was cool. Got older and I had a little sister and I just got a little brother. And as we were getting older, everybody had their musical talents. But around the age 9, I started getting into rap. And I'm 32 now, so you can do the math. I've been at this for a while, and I'm progressively getting worse. It's like Alzheimer's.
He's lying. He's getting better, but he just doesn't like to admit it.
This dude's like Tyler Creator. He says all the stuff he does is crap, but it's like great. Well, the opposite of Tyler Creator. The last thing Tyler Creator.
No, I'm just shaking my head because I disagree. I really think I'm terrible, but
you should.
You crazy.
Well, it's okay. Towards the end of this, everyone's going to give out like a little place that people can find their music at. So,
haha! I don't even know my. My website by heart, so good luck.
Bruh.
But no, what happened is I started rapping, and my first rap cipher ended up being my cousins battling me into submission. Like, my cousins gathered around me and, like, verbally pelted me.
That's not nice.
And I was just like, I was bullied by everybody, including my family members. So after a while, my cousin Rob, and he still supports me to the fullest. He turned to me and he goes, "You're better than this. You can't let them get you." So I just kept going back home, and I suggest y'all do this because I don't feel I'm good, but this does help you get better. I battle myself in the mirror when I feel like no one's gonna come in, because then you battle the one person that you'll never be able to defeat, and the person that you'll never be better than that person, but you'll come close, and that's yourself. So I battle myself constantly in the mirror. And Yeah. And I will say I do pride myself on that one. When it comes to battle raps or coming up with saying something really mean and nasty, I do have that one. I have fangs.
Yeah.
He vamping on you, ho.
I will make somebody regret life. I'll make you cut your wrist with a spork. So.
I want to see that now.
I
totally want to see that.
No. Oh.
I battled myself. So, no, that happened as an accident as a little kid.
Oh, you cut your wrist with a spork?
Who's hardcore now?
No. That's metal.
No, but yeah, I've been compared to that. Somebody said my raps are like German metal goth.
So, all right, what's the next question? Are we going to show
how much wood could a woodchuck chuck could a woodchuck could chuck wood?
On my penis.
Nice.
Didn't expect the dick jokes to start so early.
I'm sorry. Anyways.
I don't know. So where are you guys hoping to get your career? Where are you hoping your career will go if you are to pursue rap as a career?
I want my dream of a whole dream with music. I don't even consider it rap. I'm not going to just put it down to rap. I'm just going to say with music. My whole dream is that I can get my name known and just have people listen. And after a while, what I really want to do, because I feel as though it's doing both things I really like to do, is to make my own little record company that goes doesn't just focus at one area, and it doesn't just focus on one genre. And I would like to, I will send like whatever you call them. Like, this is just an idea. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot more to this, but it's just going to, like, I'm not just going to stick at one point. I'm going to go to like small towns like Harrisonburg or other places like that.
We had the same idea.
We did.
Because I had the same idea. Because I was like, I wanted to make a studio. I wanted to be like an artist rep and be like, look, I like all music, so why would I just look for rappers and this and that? And the only reason why the genres are separated is because the record labels go out of their way to separate it. Well, I don't like this. Dude, no. It's not that one genre is better than another. Mm-hmm. It's you haven't found that one person to draw you to it.
Exactly.
Because everybody has their own original twist to a genre. Like, I've heard people literally tell me, I hated rap and hip hop. And then I met you. And that feeling right there is just...
Yeah, I had that happen to me once. I went to... I was at a Boys and Girls Club thing, and I was originally with this thing called Mike, and that, when we give information, I'll give you that too. And so I wrote a song sampling the Beatles. It was sampling the song Let It Be. And the people who were there, nobody young at all. They're all at least in their 40s to 50s. And like, they stood up dancing, and like, I had people come up to me, dude, Nate, my son listens to this stuff. Now I have to talk to him and see what stuff like this is. And I was like, yeah, let me give you some artists first. Because the person that said was like, I got to see who this Chief Keef guy is. Like, no.
No.
But, you know, the fact that I felt good that I could get people to like a genre they expected they wouldn't like.
Yeah.
What about you, Aaron?
My goals for myself and for the group, you know, just taking it worldwide, spreading the IA virus, I guess if you want to call it, or just the movement, you know, just spreading it around the world.
Yeah.
And just, you know, doing the, I mean, I want to spread my message of peace, hope, and love, and happiness through
that's
music.
That's what viruses do.
And it just...
I'm just kidding.
I hope. What kind of virus do you have?
The virus of love.
Virus of love.
It's all love. It's all love, because you know, people.
I'm attacking your T cells.
Like Case Bo, I've also been bullied, but I learned from that and turned into something greater than myself. Something greater than I thought I would be. So I mean, my goals are just to generate a crowd and have people just be in tune with the music, you know what I'm saying? So that's my goal.
Just yeah, but what are your goals?
Person holding the magic singer.
She thought she was gonna dodge it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the look on her face, like
she was like, I got this.
Alright, so my goals for this kind of career in music, because I don't really know what I want to do with my life yet. So.
Yeah.
But I do know that whatever I do, I want to invest everything that I have into it, which if I do that, I'm pretty sure a couple of people here would be really happy with that. But...
you couldn't see it, but maybe we'll take a picture and just make that the same one.
But I don't know. I like inspiring people, and I like spreading a message of being kind works, and sometimes being cruel is okay. What?
K-Spell just had a happy face.
I like cruelty.
Cruelty.
So that's pretty much my goal.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Is it almost that time?
For me to suicide jump onto the floor?
No.
That would suck.
Like, you would laugh your ass off.
I don't know how I don't know if I would laugh. I'd be like, what just happened? Because you're not even that high off the ground. Oh. If you died.
What other questions can I think of off the top of my head? Because that's all I've been doing this whole time. Oh. I had one earlier, but I forgot it because you guys were talking. And I was like, guys are interesting. It's not a bad thing. But...
Let's ask the same thing.
What kind of style are you guys? Like, what kind of style is your rapping?
That is a good question.
Or singing. I like how you just walked away. Why did you walk away?
K-Spell was like, that's a secret.
If you don't want to tell it, that's okay.
No, it's not. I don't want to tell it.
I don't know if I want to either. Like,
No.
If you guys don't want to, that's okay. You don't have to.
Absolutely, I'll tell you. This is going to get me committed, though.
What do you mean?
Literally, the voices in my head battle, and...
This is Insane Asylum, guys, so it's not out of the ordinary.
And I don't mean I really legit hear voices in my head, but I do have... I do have different parts of my psyche that I split and made up to handle different things. Certain rapper...
I think everybody does that, because I did that.
I was like... A certain rapper's dead, and literally, no lie, a couple days ago, he literally knocked on my door. I woke up and I was like, I'm K-Spell the Mad. And it just said, nope, old name. And I was like, no, I buried you. Nuh-uh. And I was like, shit. And he was like, you can incorporate me. I was like, fuck. Well, I mean, it's not going to be a bad thing. And like, the best way I can say it is my style of rapping is... I'm geopolitical, optimistic, until you flip the coin, and then I am the pure opposite.
So he's two-faced.
You want pure earthly decay, sin, and soul-rotting badness, then that I can be. All that ass-shaking songs, and I'll gut you in front of your mother. I can do that too. I can be real positive, and I can be real dark.
I have an idea. Like, maybe... I wanted to fuel it back to K-Spell. We should describe our characters, because we all like comics here, right?
Yeah.
We should describe our style as a comic book character.
Well then, you said to shoot it back to me?
Because you're going to take mine.
No, I'm not taking yours.
You're going to say it.
No, as a comic book character?
Yeah.
I'm a DC villain.
Oh, okay.
My character, because my style is literally the Mad Hatter. Like, at the end of the day, the only thing I'm shooting for is love, but if something gets in the way, I will go through any maniacal means to crush it and get to that love. So it's like, I don't fully understand love, and I probably don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But I'm going for it anyways. And that's how my rap style is. It's the Mad Hatter.
You guys go first, because I don't know very much about comic books.
We'll help and guide you through. You got two comic book nerds right here.
Okay. This is, I don't know if you guys will agree with this, but... Joker.
Really?
Because especially when I first started off.
I can see it.
Like.
Chaotic.
Yeah, I'm very, some of my lyrics are like, when you hear them, they'll make you think. And one thing I love about the character of the Joker is that he makes you think. He could be doing the most disturbing crap and you'll still see like, why the hell did he do that? And you're just still trying to contemplate that. That's, sometimes I'll personally look at a lyric and I'll say, I don't think I should say this. But then I'll be like, an Eminem move. I just don't give a fuck. Cause like, I just feel as though my style is very unpredictable. Can say this and swing. It can switch to something completely different. And at the same time, I'm still having a laugh at it. Yeah.
So, yeah. Comic book characters. I think you know, being a fan of Spider-Man, I think that's why I would be, because I'm everywhere, you know, all the time. You never know when I'm going to pop up.
Where were you when Gwen Stacy died?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Where was I when Gwen Stacy died?
You're everywhere. You suck. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, wait, if you guys haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man 2, we just spoiled it for you. So.
No, it's like that in the comic book, too.
I know it is.
So if you're a real Spider-Man fan,
you would already knew it was going to happen.
But I'm everywhere. You never know when I'm going to pop up. You never know what I'm going to say. Never know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you saw my parents.
So are you the Watcher? I think the Watcher would be better for you.
So, I mean, and I can either rap fast or slow depending on what beat it is. I'm also more of an offbeat
mystical
kind of guy.
Style.
And
yeah,
I just love to...
He's more like Silk the Shocker.
I'm just me.
He's his own superhero.
Compare myself to a comic book character. I don't know. I looked comic book experts on this one, so you guys please pick one that I would seem more like.
Well, I heard you rap. You're poetic. I want to do it. You sing really good.
Sing really well.
Yes.
That too.
And stuff.
And stuff.
Inside jokes, guys. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
As you listen with us, you'll understand. And stuff gets really funny.
All right, I would have to say, you guys tell me what you think. I'm narrowing it down from a DC standard, Wonder Woman, or in Marvel sense. I want to say not the Spider Girl that like Peter Parker had, but the one that can fly. Because, like, your style to me is kind of free.
Spider-Woman.
Yeah, Spider-Woman. Your style is free. And
nobody understands why she flies.
I don't
even. Spider-Man even stopped and said, how are you even a spider?
Right?
What spider flies? And she goes, shut up, I'm Spider-Woman. And it flew off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's almost like saying, shut up, I'm Batman.
Yeah. I'm Batman. That's exactly how it was.
That's how she treated.
Only she just flew.
How are you defying gravity? I'm Batman.
Have you not played Arkham Asylum yet? Gosh. No, but the reason why I say that is because when I hear you sing and when I hear you put words together, it's like when I see Spider-Woman, she has that decent attitude, she, you know, but still has a kick to whatever she does. You know what I mean?
She strikes me as somebody else from DC.
Who else?
She strikes me as Poison Ivy.
She
has the brains of a scientist, the kick-ass attitude of a villain, and then she has the beauty of a rose and the thorns that'll prick you if you come too close or fuck her over. So like literally, she's like Poison Ivy to me. She seems like the kind of person that's like, I could choose whether or not I want you dead, whether it's in my mind or not.
Poor Kevin.
Yeah.
So as I said, as Nate has described, I'm actually a very poetic person. I write a lot of poetry. Don't really publish a lot of my poetry, nor have it written recently, but oh well.
Deal with it.
My lyrics tend to be very much more poetic and
move over Kendrick
smooth
Kamara.
Style, I guess. I don't know. I think it's kind of smooth. Kind of rolls off smooth.
Yeah.
But I also have kind of like a flip side, which is more like, I'm in your face, and I'm not going to stop until you're dead.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah, I can see Poison Ivy completely.
Yeah, Poison Ivy for sure.
But
well, I mean, you can do it better because you chill with her all more than I do. But yeah, I can see
Poison. Once or twice. This is actually the second time.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you spend more time.
Yeah, definitely.
It's my kid, of course.
Exactly. Gone.
Well, oh, yeah. Not that I didn't want to. This semester has been hectic. She'll tell you. She's been there for most of it for me, and we've been getting ridden.
Yeah.
Like Seabiscuit, so.
I would like to.
I try to be a stress relief.
No, you are a stress release. It's just, no, that this semester was some bullshit.
It was.
All right.
So,
are we going to spit for these guys?
We probably should. I think all the basic questions are out of the way. Freestyling sounds like a good thing to do. I'm not going to join in.
You should.
You should
come up with like a random hook in like in the middle.
Yeah, you can come up with a random hook.
Maybe.
I'll start off, I guess.
All right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, got it.
Do we want to play a beat, or do we just want to go without a beat?
Acapella, my friend.
I don't know.
I want to do acapella. It'll be cool.
Okay. I can do acapella.
acapella.
I mean, you want to go acapella or not?
I mean, right, so, doesn't really matter, I guess.
I don't know. It just depends. So, you don't want the beat to be heard too if we do it. So you know what?
Oh,
I mean.
This thing picks up.
It does. And I think it was like February or something. We were all crowded around outside the library. Remember how I just kept it toward myself? That picked up everyone's voice crystal clear.
I can pick a beat.
You can?
Mm-hmm. And everybody would be able to. I have pretty decent speed.
Yeah, my phone sucks.
All right, so we're gonna do something to everybody's favorite show here.
Yeah, Aaron. I call you out. You go first.
Oh, I wanted to go first, but okay.
You're being quiet.
How about he goes last, and then you guys can go first.
Yeah,
I'll
follow y'all.
Yeah. Well, he wants to go first, so you'll be following him, and he'll be following
you. You go. I'll go.
I go last.
You
go.
All right.
Look, poetic style, I'm everywhere. Look at me now. D-O-T, J-U-D, G-E, K-I-N-G. Give me my crown, bitch. I'm up high. Like this. DC on my shirt, DC on my shoes. Watching DC ain't got nothing for me though, dude.
How you doing? Okay, let me try here.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Said it's. You all know what it is by now. I said it's N-A-T-E. But I'm about to do a prayer for you people. I said, to the rap god, to forget me not. For these beats I'm about to kill, to forgive me not. I stay on fire, never frozen like Animal Victor. Keep pushing and going into the false crown, me as the victor. We're doing this for one reason. So vision difference of right and liberty not prohibited or considered ethical treason. So once again, I told the rap god to forgive me not. Cause you niggas can't help to come out when the beat go drop. I'm a straight murder with dreams, call me Freddy Krueger's disciple. Must be made by Bic because I'm known to light your night. But my crucifix got you saying, hell yeah, fucking rat like Drake's on Hyper. I got the poison to spit, my mouth is infused with a viper. But y'all ain't ready for the heat I be bringing when I'm killing the phone and breaking it down with the definitely they could be claiming it all by the ammo, but nothing the gap will be leaving the name of the double F looking over to the phone and the ghost. But they get shown the aiming. But you know, we killing these tracks. You know what to do well. But when I have to go ahead and show them well, I gotta go and take my hat off to the mad hatter. Go and show them how we kill shit down and travel. Oh man. Bring go ahead.
Yo. Hey, yo. I'm about to get it. Yo, I'm stupid, I don't know better. Give me the cream, give me the dough, give me the cheddar, give me the feather, give me your chick up in the leather, give me the same shit to get the vendetta with sick berettas. I told you to catch a breather before you get the coffee with the chief. When I told you that I am the chief, you get it back, I got your wrath up in the effing reefer. You don't wanna beefer. I told you I'm legit, you MCs are idiots. I blow you to oblivion with the same shit that had you hanging with Bolivians. Blown off of the globe like they had coke in the nose, and everybody sit back and explode. Ooh. It's the K dollar, P.E. Lala. I attack like rabbit Rottweilers that eat you for the top dollar. You get nada. I am proper. I am the popper. And UMCs get knocked off, and I chill like I'm Frank Sinatra.
Ah. All right. Let me try one more time, but the beat's over. Oh, crap. It's only 2 seconds. Okay, we gotta do one more, just for the heck of it. But now I'm in the mood for it.
I heard the beat before.
I know you heard the beat before. Oh, I was doing it for reminiscing. We're going to do this a cappella. Because we got no music. You on first. No music.
I might actually rap something I wrote.
Oh! Rap something you wrote.
Might.
We might as well do one verse we all wrote that nobody's heard. That'd be cool. You first. Though.
Why?
You said it. You brought the idea. Everybody looked through the phone.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to go first? And then you, if I go first, you have to go second.
Okay. I can do that.
This one is called. I don't know why I called it this. Hip Hop Romeo. Okay. I said, it's called. I mean, I don't know why I called it this. Hip Hop Romeo. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
No, that's not why I called it that at all. It's like, it doesn't match. Never mind. Okay, let's see.
Maybe because everyone dies.
Well, I don't know. Listen, so it's like, it seems legit that this brother won't quit. Got the mic in his hand on his dying breath. He won't lose his grip on it. He breathes heavily as his moment starts to slip out of his hands. As time rolls, he can hear the clock tick tock. Too much reality in his face, like seeing a kid with his wrist slip, but he endures it no matter how hard he sees it gets. Doesn't stink, so he does not consider himself this shit. But because of this, society's where he never fits. But to uplift his spirits, he starts doing things he never did. He takes all the hate from his thoughts and starts to give more love to give. He knows prophets, and seeing people prophets, he stays at Mikasa, but it didn't seem proper, so he broke his shell like raw pasta. And then some hook comes in at random parts. And then the next part is just something random, which I have memorized, which is for this song. So it's like, lost code, found goals, broken souls, I fix those. My mind is gone, the truth is wrong. Seconds short, the minutes are long. Extended time, my lunacy rise. Lows, highs, when I'm dead, I'm alive. Loose gears, missed years, distant fears, disappears. The talents I've been blessed with, it's hard to consult, play with words when I was a child. Now we both adults. This road to riches, that point seem like a roundabout. Cause I'm going in circles just to find my route, so I cut my chest open, let my heart speak on the beat. Cause of this, I bleed on tracks. Get revived when iPods have me on the peak. So giving up, is to me, is not an option. I never stoned upon me. You know I gotta top it. Mother Nature, the butterflies down my throat to choke me up. Father Time's gotta slow me down, but I won't let neither of them hold me up. Gotta sing for the moment, spit bars for the year, have a flow with death sound that Helen Keller could hear. But getting fit from all this weight my shoulder carries, cause very rarely do my options vary up on this road is weary. And yeah.
I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Show off.
I'm not one of those things.
No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay.
That was the deal.
I found something that I wrote back in April, so this is really weird. I forgot this thing existed. I was like, oh, well, give me a second.
I was making sure I was holding it right. I'm sorry. I wasn't.
No, it's okay. I was just.
I'll pull it away from you. That better?
No, it's okay.
My mind just went totally into the gutter. Anyways, I have a gutter mind. Like, not in a nasty way, you pervert. No.
Oh, because my eye's twitching. I'm like, it's my daughter, you sicko.
No.
Get your mind off my child. I'm just kidding.
I'm a zombie.
You're still not getting brands.
It's not very long, so. This isn't very long because I have a tendency to just stop writing in the middle of writing things.
Me too.
All rappers.
Yeah. A true rapper will do that. They'll write down an idea and leave it.
And forget about it and then just come across it. When did I write this?
Right?
Yeah, I do that all
the time. You're not alone. Because in some asylum,
sometimes I feel like I'm meant to be alone, living the complicated life of a simple drone, moving so quietly that my sensors pick up no tone. But it's all right because I took out the damn hose. Stopping my flow is no good, it won't help. However, it will tick me off and make you yelp. Help! That crazy bit is following me again, and she's chasing me down, holding a, oh God, help, desperately. Think about the kid that's always keeping to themselves, then understand how much they rebel. When you take away the sanity that is held within the little device you connect to your head, life is never the same without addiction. It controls your life and takes the wheel with no inhibition. That's what I have written.
Ooh, cold.
Good rhyme, though.
I would like to say that I probably call that member of the group my surrogate daughter, so yeah.
I can do a second one to lack up for the small one.
Proud dad moment. My chest is sticking the hell out.
Yeah, he has like a Jake shirt, so right now, like, you know.
It's like my eyes look like two boobs.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do one of my science raps to follow that up? Because that one was pretty small.
It's up to you. Small. I mean, if you want to do an extra one, go for it.
You did a really long one, so yeah. I feel like I need to do two just because they're really small tidbits.
You want me to hold the mic again?
I'll hold it. I want to feel special.
All right,
you hang out with me, you gotta be some sort of special.
This is more of a science math based. This is actually more of my math based.
Yeah.
I want to write with style, but only have anger and frustration to fuel the fire. I feel that grows tired, so a new topic I'm trying. Brace yourselves. Jalex on the, no, not the MIC, more like an MIT. Just think math, likely you'll sigh. But why does X always ask Y for a solution that could be denied? And why does logic never come to mind to those who have the main, but to those who make these mainstream rhymes? Why is there more than one way to get 10 minus 2 equals 8, but only one way to get X equals 8? When I think about math, I think of reality, normality, on top of that practicality, but that's frugality, don't want to miss any important thing. But that's the funny thing, importance depends on the need to embrace, minus the need to make haste over the time not to waste. So if the need is great, and I stopped there because I was interrupted.
The need is great. I thought a little thing you did at the beginning.
All right. Let me see if this is good. I started this flow off and it was just me writing dark stuff, twisting some of the Disney themes around.
What's wrong with you?
Because I'm sick.
I like this.
So I was like,
it's the mad.
Deadpool approves.
Deadpool.
Please sleep on me like you OD'd on Dramamine. I'll show you what the drama brings. Cusco the Llama King. I still pride rock amongst you Lion Kings. You're just a big pussy, a true Lion King. I'll leave you scarred with the dogs like my ex thing. I'm king of the tyrants, yes, I'm T-Rexing. You're number two like pencil, so who are you testing? Your flow for breadcrumbs, you angry birds, stay nesting. K-spell is not the best thing. K-spell is K-spell, I'm a blessing. Killer combative, killing apparatus, killing styles plus enforcing lethal lyrics. When you hear it, adhere it, let it spear in your spirit. With lyrics, the church said to fear it. Look, mom, no hands, people won't come near it. You know you got power when the people wanna jeer it. Leering and peering at the imperial lyrics, imperial limits, saying he's a gimmick, but sick like a cancer clinic. How do I get rid of hate? Wait, my verse just did it.
I like that. You got something over there?
Oh, I got something
over
here.
I know
all
you
right.
Got
I got a book.
You know you do.
I can't wait till 2015. There's going to literally be an autobiography that says, no, it's going to be like a children's book. It's like, DJ K discovers hooks.
You feel like him in a Captain Hook?
I suck at writing hooks.
It's gonna, I suck at writing hooks. I told you, if you ever have a song and you're like, man, this is just too long, you can get, there's people you can tap on. Like, not every artist can make hooks.
I can make a hook. So hit me up sometimes, dude.
Yes, please, I make hooks like it's nothing.
Sweet, I can use you both.
And I do impressions.
Sweet. All right, anyway, though. I'm not just a cool cat, I'm the Lion King in the Lion's Den. Carnivorous beast, oh, you didn't know where the heck you been. You've been sleeping under rockets, I've been killing these dudes since way back when. I'm the real top dog, y'all coming up short like Danny DeVito. I'll be making hits and making a killing off like Robert De Niro. I'm a good fella, y'all just evil like Nero. Speaking of evil, if y'all are like that, then I am a hero. Get on my level, oh wait, y'all are down there on level zero. I have more adventure time than Finn, Jake, and BMO. Y'all adventures are so hot, y'all can't even find Nemo. Y'all are just individuals, I is a team, yo. I came up in the game as a teenager, funny how life goes, cause now I'm a hip-hop's game changer. I'm the king of punch lines, it's a knockout like it's a Roman Reigns, spooky Superman punch time. Drop the hammer like the MC, that's what I call hammer time. I'm about to make like the Amazon and make it rain, but I'm not a meteorologist. All these fans are feeling me like a bunch of proctologists. That's a crappy situation for y'all fake boys. I'm just playing with y'all cause y'all are my plate toys. To make matters worse for y'all, I got models talking to me that have been featured in Playboy. What you say, looking boy? I'm 100% real every day, looking boy. I get a hell yeah from K-Swell, looking boy. By the way, the king is here, so let the trumpet sound. Instead of watching the throne, I'm already sitting on it. So where's my fucking scepter and my crown?
Yo, I got one more I want to put in, though.
I do, too.
I have two.
Ladies first. All
right.
Matter of fact, I want to go last.
Okay, I'll do mine after.
This one's was me trying to tap into the darker side of my personality, but it didn't really work, I don't think. You guys be the judge of that. Silence. Science is not here. Reality is leaving your vision unclear. Listen with your ears. Stop speaking through the rear. Hear me with all your mind, heart, and fears. I am the darkness within, the real mother hen. Mess with my family and you will end. Fuck what you dread, I am the dead, the almighty dark side hiding under your bed. When you sleep is my favorite time of day, it's my time to play. Twist your mentality my way, embrace your nightmare. And that's all I have written.
Nice! Dark!
I tried and I had to stop because dark. I couldn't feel it anymore.
Yo.
Boom!
Okay. Alright, which one do you want to go
that
next?
That was about as happy as an abortion. I like that.
And I laughed.
Yeah.
Things you don't do. Hand a baby a hanger and tell them to hang it up.
No.
So No.
We don't do this.
Bruh.
We might be calling insane asylum there, bro, but we don't roll.
Yeah, we're that insane that we just say whatever we want.
Well, we are all insane. All
right, insane in the membrane. Anyways, this one, I wrote this on paper at first, but I started to continue it because my friend liked it, and he wanted me to put it on one of his verse. So you guys tell me. I was listening. The thing with this one, I'm going to show two because it's short. The thing with this one, I was in D.C., and my little brother is addicted to this trap rapper up there called Shy Glizzy. So I got legit sick of it. So I was like, my friend told me, you know what? Okay, write about how you feel about it. And this is what I came out with. In the rap game, you pissed out of luck because you ran out of full clover. Speaking back with the weed has you like you passing trees with Yoda. Listen to your next track. I've got nails in each of my ears to the reach of center by a construction worker with a Parkinson disorder. Your four holes is like an order of hoarders for this whole hoarder. How you getting big when you're shorter? So horse worth. Before we get to popping like twerk teams, tell Bruce Banner to calm down, cause then the meme when it getting green. You're the type of nigga to aim a gun at the camera screen, but in reality you strapped with that new gun from Daisy. And that's all I got with it.
That's all you got.
That's worse than mine.
Yo, okay.
I have one more.
Oh, okay.
But that one, I was just sick of hearing him. So I was like,
Aaron, do you want to rap while he's looking for his other?
This is from, you know.
Oh, yeah, I am going last.
This is from, you know, I just wrote this because the rap game, the industry sucks nowadays. It's boring. So this, I got a few questions I need to ask the industry. Where the so-called best at? Is that all you got, man? Where the rest at? These industry dudes ain't got nothing on insane asylum. We stay in our lane, we pass right by 'em. Me, my passion's stronger than Hercules. Rip these dudes apart like Kobe Bryant's and Chili's. Woo! Flow so hot I make your neighborhood sizzle like a steak from Chili's. I really don't care for Tunji. I strongly dislike Gucci. Got a rapid fire lyrical style. That means I kill careers with my lyrical Uzi. But excuse me, screw the song Chirac because I'm blowing it up like a suicide bomber in the middle of Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back to kill off Soulja Boy's career like that bastard Bin Laden. Insane in the brain, I guess that means I'm out of my noodle like ramen. But I'm saying I'm good, I don't lie about it. These dudes are so jealous, they cry about it. You think these fake wannabes are getting the best of me? Homeboy, I doubt it. Knocked the industry off its rocket, but I don't know how. I taking over the game, yo, this is our house now.
So I'm debating if I want to get you guys in your fields or not.
You know what? You know what? Screw going last. I'm going to just do this.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm still working.
You're still going last, because we already did our stuff.
Yeah. Well, this is just out of spite that I wrote this. This wasn't aimed at anybody. This was just in case somebody pissed me off.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was... You get left out like titties in strip clubs, but no love. You barely make the cut like OJ in small gloves. You're the type to drop the soap, nickname you Dove. George Jefferson rhymes, yup, I just moved up. And I'm a fucking nut like Lance Armstrong's Daily Strut. I shit on MCs like German fetish and bubble guts. Yes, I'm sick enough to put glass guts in your cuts. You like the hands on 12 o'clock, you know your time's is up. And I like Siamese twins, I don't give two fucks. You could slap box a deer and still couldn't get mad bucks. Chicken ass MC, your ad-libs even cluck. Street corner MCs, yeah, your lyrics suck. Your whole squad is pussy and I'm down to fuck. And if you're me, well, no. And if you see me coming, make like Affleck, you better duck. Cause I know you're sweeter than a fucking Reese's cup. And I gave you $1 and you still wouldn't motherfucking buck.
Yeah, I don't have dope. I'm in my, all right, so. Looking through the most recent one I have written.
Gosh.
They're like lovely depressing. Like, you know, we write those love songs. Like, I don't know why. This is sad. Anyways, I think I'm just gonna read this. I wrote this as a poem at first, and I'm gonna read both. The rap version is way. No, you know, I'm just gonna do the rap. So, you know, I don't want to take up all the time. You don't know. So it's like,
no, not angry. Come on.
So it's like, This is for that beautiful demon to rip my heart into pieces and put it together poorly to watch it fall apart over time. This is for that beautiful lie who's seen me in countless times with other, I've seen you with countless times with other dudes, but for some reason still want to call you mine. For that demonic goddess who only profits and seen this fallen prophet do anything but profit and lifeless but process how much loss you trust in the law for me continually and I still willfully trying to get with you over time. It's crazy, man. No, I can't do it anymore. So I don't.
It have more, but I just don't want to read it anymore. But like, yeah.
I'm a serial killer. I smack tricks if you don't taste great. And I push that white bitch through a wood chipper for Frosted Flakes. Yeah, I'm a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I put holes through your Fruit Loops, acting like Honey Nuts. You're a little soggy and scary. As I took your blueberry, I'll tap your wheat chin with your shredded wheat thins. You better do a push-up if you want to beat me. I'm just kidding, bitch. Ass, put down your Wheaties.
Wait. We should all, this is an idea. We since he just did that, he just wanted to maybe remind me of something. We should all do a snippet of one of our favorite songs that are coming out on the most released thing.
Coming out.
What? Oh, on a CD?
Yeah, anything. Anything. So that way, when we give them info, then they already have one that they might like.
All right.
Give them a snippet of a song we like.
Yeah. So you pick a song that you have memorized or written that's on your SoundCloud or whatever. Just do a part of it. Don't do the whole thing.
All right. But anyway, I keep it G, but unlike Disney movies, I'm not G-rated. Gucci Mane, your career's like the 90s, forgotten and outdated. No disrespect, but Mike Will made it. It's way overrated. Give me your beat from my homie K, spelled the M-A-D, and I'll bet I'll murder it in the first degree. Rick Ross thinks he owns it all, but matter of fact, Jack, I own this industry. I came here to own the field that y'all want to be rappers play on. This is a different hip-hop now. 50 Cent should have stayed gone. You want to see real animal ambition, homie, look in my eyes. I don't know if you know me or not, but you better recognize. Spit fire like the dragon from the book of Revelation. Killer beats cause mayhem and devastation. I got so many punchlines that these rappers are seeing stars like they're looking at constellations. I fly higher than the International Space Station. So far out there, you think I'd have an alien head. Sometimes I feel like I'm floating in and out of consciousness, so maybe I'm the walking dead. I swear I'm so ill, I'm gonna need an IV. I put more red dots on your ass than a poison IV. Y'all career suck. Mine's just lively.
We're not talking about this poison IV, though.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. He said we're not talking about this poison ivy. Yes.
Well, I don't have any albums coming out. I don't know.
You just do one of your favorite things you have ever wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
That's what this whole thing is.
I guess I shouldn't do that one because that one's really kind of depressing and more of a rant.
Hey, I just did a depressing one. You're good.
No, this one, I mean, it's more of a definite rant.
Who cares? Music is music.
Wait, so we're doing songs that are already out?
Yeah. I'm about to do...
Or is just your favorite for those who don't have anything out?
Yeah.
All right. This is just a snippet from my album called The Mad, and the song is called Love and War.
Take the headphones out. Let them hear the beat, too.
Oh. This ain't the beat. This is the actual song. Unless you want me to play it.
I thought you had
the beat. Go ahead. I mean, it might not translate too well, but...
You just do it with it. I thought you had to be.
Before the dawn, and you don't know what you got till it's gone. All spare and love and war, so it's on. And you don't know what you got till it's gone. No IB, you're not con, so you don't know what you got till it's gone. So you don't know what you got till it's gone. Me and her were close like hairs and box braids, but close only counts in horseshoes and grenades. They stay through as dark as before the dawn today. I've been through the night, now watch me shine away. I used to walk to the store on busy interstates. Now I saw a G4 to my new wig states. Exes trying to call new women on my balls, not to mention I'm hitting supermodels so tall. And that's what I'm gonna give y'all right now.
So I think I'm gonna embarrass myself.
Go ahead.
And sing.
I've embarrassed myself twice already by that.
And I'm gonna sing.
No,
I'm gonna sing.
Sick, yo.
You were hot. I'm gonna sing. I never sung this to anybody. Only few people have heard this until he who will not be mentioned posted it on SoundCloud for like a day and I smacked him. And
I think I know.
Yeah. And so only one person really got a chance to listen to it.
But. All right, cool.
This is for all them natives. Let me hold my phone. I'm a fail at singing. Baby, we've been back and forth arguing about nothing. So why don't we take this negative energy and turn it into something beautiful, something useful that we can use as a stress reliever. You know it ain't unusual when we argue more than make up in the final hours. At first we'd be like, ha 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 ha, then we get mad, get loud. What are you talking about? Get the hell up out my house. Then we go calm down, and for some reason I'm in the mood. And I can see that you want to make them love faces. Baby, go let me take it all away. Yeah, like.
That was awesome, man.
I hate you so much right now.
I like that song.
Great.
I hate you so much right now! Yeah, I think that song is by Slut.
Is Kelly? Kelly's?
Kelly's?
Yeah.
Oh, in my language, that does translate as Slut.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just kidding. Yeah. How dare she? She's mad because Nas cheated on her? It's Nas. Plus, besides, it's Kelly's. I'm pretty sure she was getting hers.
Yeah. But I don't like to sing, so.
Dude, I don't know why. I'm about to start putting you on hook. You're on hook duty.
Hook duty.
You
made
me jealous.
Hashtag hook duty.
You playing. I can't sing.
Like, you can too.
So if we're doing.
You sing a lot better than I thought. You like lead yourself on to being really horrible, and I'm just like, whoa.
See, at least when I do it, I do something. Don't melt my heart again. You, I hate. Stop.
Do not melt my heart again.
Oh.
No. That's a bad Nate. Never at the edge, Joan. Jump.
I'll sing my little country song that I wrote. You heard a recording of this, I think. Cause I think I sent it to you.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights no more.
Stop it. You're making my heart melt again.
Sorry.
Blues and jazz.
Yes. I was feeling the beat of it was oh so good. They can sing rock and roll with a country tune. I think I'm in love with them, a rhythm and blues. It's just a good feeling, it's true. Wind down, sit around the bonfire. Feel the joy of the flames as they get higher. Burn away the vampires. The past acknowledges empire. Today is just a stepping stone. Leave that behind and just letting it go. Little do I know, I'm just a moving on. It's a good feeling to know. Wind down, sit around the bonfire. Feel the joy of the flames as they get higher. Burn away the vampire. The past acknowledges empire. One last photograph blowing in the wind, burning in the fires of my own passion. Forgive me now, cause I am flying high. Yeah, I'm flying high.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you got some singing chops there, kid.
Why are you doing that?
If only we could record this on video.
I got some good singing chops there, child. We're going to make a lot of money off you.
Not as good as him.
I can't sing.
That was
you both can too.
The both of y'all need to be on a song together.
We need to do an opera song.
Yes.
I can't sing no opera, no.
Yes, we just need to get more singers. That's all we need to do. Because only having two seems a little uneven. I quit school at second grade, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what an odd or an even is. I just always thought odd numbers were the ones that look weird.
Any other people got any other raps or songs that they want to
Can
sing
around? Can I play
the
music along with it?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
What are you doing? Oh, scratching my head, man. The dogs.
Chopping the down with the rote lyrics. When it grows in a million dollars, you don't form an opinion.
Wait,
genius, not short of a legend. There's no short of the way to sort in these
Wale.
Pictures.
Is it? Wait, that's Wale.
Yeah, that's Wale.
You gotta do your own original stuff. Oh, I thought we...
No, we were those are stuff we made.
We wrote. Oh, okay.
I was under
the impression. I'm about to
bro this. Okay. Hold on. This is a snippet of a blues song I wrote for my future kids because I had a feeling I was gonna have children much later in life and they were gonna die. So, only not they were gonna die. I was gonna die.
Like, that's
no.
That's creepy.
No. I was like, I was gonna die before they could actually get to a certain age. So, I'm only gonna give a part of it.
Like
and it goes, yeah, it was gonna be like, this is a Dear John, we knew this moment was coming all along. I'm going where I belong. So for me, keep being strong. And that's all I'm gonna give you because I can't sing. So, but I'm gonna put somebody on it.
That was actually not that bad.
I like
that.
I'm putting somebody on it. The name of the song is Dear John, and it's going to be my goodbye song. Because I already told my kids in the spirit. I was like, look, I know I'm going to be old by the time I have children. Yeah. I'm going to have to send you a Dear John letter via a CD. And yeah. Just look. No, when I'm dead, I'm not gone. I'm going to be watching you from wherever I am, and I'm going to always protect you, regardless.
Even if I'm a hill.
I was like... Yeah, like literally, I was like, I know me, nothing's gonna hold me back. They'd be like, dude.
Well, if you believe in the Japanese culture, demons are actually pronounced daemons, and they are protectors of humans.
I know
a
couple of daemons in my life. They were jerks. Like, daemon, come here.
Fuck you. That'd be what I want. Walk like a child.
So, yeah, guys, you just met the insane asylum people.
Well, half of the insane asylum.
Yeah.
The other ones ain't ready for us.
Shout out
ready.
To
well, they were busy. Yo, I would like to give my condolences to Rio Fox.
Yes.
God bless.
R.I.P. to his
sister. Your heart is with us. I mean, our heart is with you.
Yeah,
I'm talking backwards today.
Yeah, we didn't steal your heart, but we know you need it. And we here for you. Much love, and
we love you, big bro.
Katie. Woo!
She's just not replying to anything.
First of all, the Saints ain't gonna do anything. You might as well just come to practice. Just saying.
Yeah, they're gonna lose.
That's some NFL talk. The Saints ain't gonna do nothing. You might as well just practice with us.
Don't feel bad though. My Redskins ain't gonna do much either.
Oh my God! How are we best friends and we're enemies? I'm a Cowboys fan.
I know.
Oh,
and I'm a Steelers fan. So
you know I do. You know what's funny?
And I know why. I know why you hate the Steelers. I know.
Oh, because of Ben Roethlisberger. I will hug all the Redskins while they're naked before I. I'm sorry, I don't condone rapers.
Okay, so this podcast is coming to an end. Thank you for hanging out.
We have to sing you a goodbye song.
We're not going
to
sing a goodbye song.
Wait. Every black birthday party.
Happy birthday to you. Even though it's nobody's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Even though it's nobody's fucking birthday.
Happy birthday.
This has been the IA Oddcast. Thank you for hanging in for this hour.
I don't know.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Peace, love, happiness.
Or say something along the lines of IA Oddcast, if that's a good name.
IA Oddcast.
Opera.
You playing.
No, seriously, I'm about to head out like an abortion. Peace.
Peace, love, happiness. This has been IA Oddcast 2014.
Young brother, move that heroin.
And remember, kids, wax in all the furry places.
One more thing.
if you ever see a sophisticated British person, sing throw that ass in a circle like them. So be like, throw that booty as Maximus in a circular rotation.
Peace, love, dope. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.